need this one.
I think for morale purposes, definitely needed it. And then too, we've been working our butts off, man. I mean, like, coach came in after, it was like, no team deserves this win more than we did. And we went out there and played like it. We went out there and, you know, tried to fix all the mistakes that we made in previous games. Still made some and can still learn from them, you know, definitely, especially me as an individual. But besides that, I think we played a complete game as a team. One of our most complete games, you know, it wasn't perfect, but was good enough to, you know, win by almost 40, if not 40. And, you know, I think it was a great job. Shout out to my teammates.
41.
Yeah. Well, shout out to my teammates.
How do you describe the energy you're seeing when, I mean, it looks like bench having a good time. You got Vince diving all across the floor. I mean, it looked like everybody that was getting on the floor was having a productive night. Just what was this like to see?
Yeah, man, that's Grizzlies basketball. I think it's like one of those things where we just got to go and try to be the best we can in our own respective roles. I mean, Vince had a heck of a night. I think he had, what, 13, 14 assists, 15 assists. I mean, career high for him. He, you know, little Magic Johnson. That's my locker mate right here. But, nah, man, the way he was passing the ball, the way Santi was shooting the ball, the way, like you said, the dive on the floor, the rebounds, Jock probably had 4 or 5 old boards, you know, and missed one shot. Like, that's Grizzlies basketball. You know, it's not going to be perfect like that every night, but just the grit and the way we played with that joy and just that tenacity is how we need to play all the time.
How do you guys maintain that against better competition, I guess?
Just get back to the drawing board. You know, like I said, like, fix the mistakes. You know, like I said, basketball is not a perfect game, but we can just try to be as perfect as we can be. And then, honestly, just go in with the same mentality. Like, I think we came in with the mentality, like, we really did need this game. We, you know, down jaw. Scotty, Ty, BC, Jaron, you know, we're down a lot of bodies in it, but a lot of people stepped up. I mean, Gigi stepped up. Shaq obviously got his first points. He stepped up. Omag stepped up. Everybody who, like you said, was on the floor contributed in a positive way.
Was there any moment in particular where you got your, like, the loudest, or you just felt the best about something that happened during the game? Y'all had a bunch of
Two moments. The first one was Zach, when he got it off the roll, the pick and roll, I think the pass was from Gigi, and he dunked it, and like, he just screamed at the bench. It was good to see that, you know, so I screamed back at him. And then when Shaq got his first point, so those are my favorite two moments.
On a personal level for you, I don't know if you saw it, but I'm pretty sure you heard about it. Draymond Green gave, you know, some praise to you, basically saying that he feels like you could be, like, you know, the next Kawhi Leonard. Just when you hear something like that, from a peer, you know, an NBA peer, how do you receive it?
Nah, it's great, man. I mean, Draymond's one of the greats. You know, he's tenured, he's won championships, he's won Defensive Player of the Year, doing all that stuff, and it's great to hear it. But at the same time, I'm just trying to be the best Cedric I can be. You know, I've been told that. I haven't seen the video personally, so shout out to him, I guess. But my mom told me the other day that he was talking about me. And for me, I guess that's great that, you know, I'm getting positive output from legends of the game, but at the same time, I just got to go one day at a time, put one foot in front of the other, and try to be the best Cedric I can be.
Did you watch him, though? Like, Kawhi did his...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Kawhi was one of my favorite players growing up. You know, I just thought, like, he was a different type of player just because, you know, he goes everything kind of with a super nonchalant demeanor. So, like, it was interesting to see. And then, obviously, he was part of that great Spurs team, and then when the Raptors and all that stuff. So, that was awesome. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.